Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Steve Livengood. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, if people listen to my program regularly, they will know, because we've been talking about this for a while, that on April 6th, 1917 is when the United States entered World War I. And so that means this April is the 100th year commemoration. So we're doing a lot of different, or quite a few different events, getting people more information, getting some activities going. So one of the I'm going to call this a major activity, is happening on April 6th related to veterans of World War I.
We have a couple of them, but the one that we're going to talk is, it's a major one. You know, and it's taken us 100 years to get here, but we finally got here. So, yes, after 100 years, when we got started in the war, April 6th, we have quite a few World War I veterans that are interred in the local cemeteries. And so we're going to go out, we're going to locate those, which I've been working on for quite some time with a boost from the Genealogy Society. And they started the whole thing.
They did. I'm going to blame them. And you and the Arise group just jumped right on it, and it's pretty exciting, actually.
We've got about 240 of them in three different cemeteries that we have to decorate their graves on the 6th of April.
And so when you say three different cemeteries, though, those are all around Atlantic. We haven't even talked about those in the many other cemeteries in the area.
That's very true. It is the Cass County Genealogy Society, but they have only given me the data for the Atlantic cemeteries. And that's Catholic Cemetery, the Atlantic Cemetery, and South Lawn, too. So, yeah, there are the other cemeteries within the county, but
we might have to do those others next year.
Yeah, or somebody else. If you really want to get onto this, you've got almost enough time. Yeah, call me up. Yeah, we'll help you with yours, too.
Okay.
I mean, except for everything.
Well, it is, I think the number may surprise people about the number of World War I veterans. But I want to mention we had a program last Sunday about Camp Dodge and the training. And the speaker asked people in the audience how many of them had relatives, probably great-grandfathers or who had served in World War I. And I would say there were at least 10 people who raised their hands.
And you know, when we think of World War I, it's 2 years, 1917, 1918, we're done. And you contrast that with the World War II, our current conflicts, you know, we've been along. But yeah, they had 2 years to get over, get involved, and get home. Or, as the case may be, not make it home.
Yes. And so, those folks, you know, it's we really need to recognize, I think, our heroes are those people and their families who really gave their lives, gave their time. If they came home, they were still giving a lot of time. And some of them had effects long after that of World War I. So,
some nasty war there.
Yes, very much so. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to pass on through these programs. So how is this going to work? Are you going to go out and do this, Steve, all by yourself?
I'm going to go out and do it. The press is going to be there. They're going to take photos of me doing it. And then we'll Photoshop the rest of the people in, I hope. I don't know. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We have the list. We know how many veterans are interred in each one of the cemeteries. To some extent, we know where they're at. I located all of them, save one, in South Lawn. Still working on the Catholic. We know where they're at in the Atlantic Cemetery by block numbers. So, you know, of course, the blocks out there are quite large, but there's 53 of them there. Well, there's only one of them there. So we kind of know where they're at.
And those of us who are not familiar with the layout of the cemetery, it's not like those straight line blocks like you're talking about going downtown. They are curved. They are kind of scattered. So this has been like a puzzle, sort of.
It has. It really has. Once we got the list, and then we did find out that the list, the records show that they're in this cemetery, but actually they've been moved, so they're in a different cemetery. We can't find them. They're not got a stone on them, but we've pretty much got a good handle on all of them. We've got the Does, we've got the CAP, we've got the Boy Scouts, and we've got the Color Guard, and we've got a lot of folks. Because
I want to mention Royal Neighbors.
The Royal Neighbors. We have 240-ish graves that we need to find. We don't have to really find them. I'll cover that in a bit. But we at least have to decorate them. We've got 300 flags to put out, more or less. So the idea is I got a bunch of pink surveying flags. You've seen them when you locate your water lines or something like that. I'll go out on probably Tuesday. What's that, the 4th of or 3rd of
Must be the
April.
4th.
Probably 4th of April. I will go out and I will stick those pink flags in where all the graves are at. Hope I can find all of them. Then we will meet whoever wants to actually decorate the graves. We will meet on Thursday, the 6th of April at 5:30 on the Field of Glory in the Atlantic Cemetery. That's that place where we have the Memorial Day activities. I'll have maps, I'll have lists, and all you do is you take your group and you go out and you find those 240 pink flags. It's not exactly a scavenger hunt, but you go out and you find those. We'll put a federal flag there with them. We'll leave the pink flag there. And the reason I thought about that is I've done quite a few military funerals already this year. And so I've been standing around in the cemeteries, and I note that there's a lot of federal flags out there already. And so when we're done, and we'll leave them there, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday of the next week, and then we can't just willy-nilly go out and pick up all the federal flags because we didn't put them all back, or we didn't put them all out. So we will only pick up the ones that have the pink flag beside them.
Okay, good plan. You're thinking ahead. Yes.
No, I'm thinking. It's more like I'm worrying about it.
Well, that's part of planning.
Yeah,
you
kind
of got to think through how all of this is going to go. So then when people gather, you will have kind of a map and
yes.
how many, and they will have those flags that they will go put on the graves.
Correct.
And then they will come off because, of course, in May is Memorial Day. And so
yes.
then we have another whole batch of what people are putting out flags. So,
right.
So that's one another reason these really need to come off.
Yes, and there's a fair amount of flags. These flags aren't exactly inexpensive. And so if we leave them out there, Mother Nature, of course, will take care of them anyhow, and they'll end up blowing all over the place. So
right.
so we kind of have to pick them up anyhow,
okay.
yes.
So I hope other people get excited about this. I think it's really exciting to, well, first of all, realize that there are 240 approximately World War I veterans right here in the Atlantic cemeteries.
If you don't have an opportunity to actually come out and help decorate, you really, which is why I'm not going to pick them up till Tuesday or Wednesday, you really need to drive by. There's a lot of them. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
can't sometimes see all the stones, but you will definitely be able to see all these flags.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be neat.
So, yes, so this has been quite a process to get all of those out there. But as I say, one of the really important things that it's what's happening to commemorate the 100th year. I want to mention a couple of other things, and then we can come back to how we locate graves. Like grave witching, you know?
No, we use a list.
Oh, okay.
Computers.
On April 2nd, that we will have this program. A gentleman from Wisconsin is coming to speak about, actually he's written a book based on letters and drawings and notes from a corporal in World War I. And he will talk about, you know, he was kind of with Ding Darling, you know, he
mm-hmm.
kind of talked
sure.
about names that we will recognize. Anyhow, that makes it very personal. You know, it's one thing to read a history book and say this battle
happened
went
on the other
this
side
battle,
of the world, yeah.
yeah. Yes. Well, this will be very personal. And you mentioned it was a nasty time. There's no not nasty war, but this was especially, I think, nasty. And we weren't prepared.
Exactly. I mean, we have had some fantastic programs down there at the American Legion Memorial Building so far this year. If you haven't made them, I'm really sorry about that. But you've missed a lot. And this is kind of the last one that we've got planned, certainly in April. It's not the last
right.
one we're going to do. I mean,
right.
we've got a whole year left yet, so it's not the last one we'll right. do. But it's reasonable to assume that the ones that you've missed, yeah, you've missed. There's
yes.
probably no repeat on those.
That's true. So April 2nd, 2 o'clock, that's kind of been our, that's a Sunday. We hope you'll come and join us. And then I always have to add, there's a whole donut story related to World War I, so we have to serve some donuts, and we'll do that. But to come and hear and share, and this man from Wisconsin, you go, well, why is he here? I met him at a museum meeting. And when I said where we were located, he said, oh, yes, I've been reading about those people from the Atlantic area. So see how he has a connection. So we want to be sure to do that.
We kind of forget that we have made our history here, and it's like, oh, yeah, well, everybody knows that. Well, you know, there's a lot of folks outside of this area that know that, too.
Yes, exactly. And lots more information. Again, they need to come recognize and see what's there at the American Legion Memorial Building. Lots of exhibits there from World War
I. Focus, of course, this year on World
yes,
War I. Absolutely.
So if you just stay tuned, we know we'll have it on KGN calendar and so on, remind you. But, okay, the time and the place for helping with the flags is?
5:30, Thursday, 6 April at the Field of Glory in the Atlantic Cemetery.
Okay, if you want to help, just show up. We'll give you a job. So thank you very much, Steve Livengood, for coming in today and for all your work along with the Genealogy Society for getting this all planned out. Until next time, here's a thought. It is easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.